CBS, Joe Biden to demolish legal wall against migration. By Neil Monroe on November 11, 2020. Joe Biden's team plans to abandon agreements with Central American countries that created a legal wall against global migrants, according to CBS News. The Biden team also hopes to have U.S. embassies fly foreign children to their migrant parents throughout the United States, according to the November 11 report. The embassy process would bypass the coyotes and cartels and allow illegal populations to burrow into U.S. society, much to the disadvantage of less skilled Americans. The CBS report said. A source familiar with the Biden team's planning said the incoming administration will withdraw from the three bilateral agreements Mr. Trump brokered with Guatemala, El Salvador and Honduras that allow the U.S. to send rejected asylum seekers to those countries and have them seek refuge there. Trump's diplomatic deals allow U.S. border agencies to easily and cheaply fly asylum-claiming migrants from Latin America, India, or Africa back to the safe countries they crossed on their journey to the U.S. border. This process minimizes migration to the United States by reviving the traditional rule that requires migrants to ask for asylum in the first safe country they reach. The legal wall now includes Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador. So far, few migrants have been sent back to these countries. However, Trump's diplomatic wall, as well as the steel border wall, showed many millions of would-be migrants that they would not be able to get into U.S. workplaces by just asking for asylum. Without Trump's legal wall, U.S. border agencies may be forced to admit a growing tide of asylum-seeking Africans, Indians, and South Americans so they can apply for asylum. The incoming population will likely cause massive backlogs in U.S. courtrooms, so allowing the migrants to get work permits for U.S. jobs, so driving down wages for working-class Americans. Migrant inflows cut wages for unskilled Americans, drive up their apartment rentals, and crowd the schools needed by their children. But migrant inflows also provide cheap services for wealthy Americans, extra consumers for real estate investors, retailers in Wall Street, and replacement people for cheap labor cities, such as New York. The proposed revival of President Barack Obama's Central American Minors (CAM) program would allow many more immigrants to leave their kids at home while they sneak into the United States, CBS reported. The incoming administration will also look at reinstating an Obama administration initiative that allowed certain at-risk children in Central America to request refugee or parole status and reunite with their families in the U.S. if their parents were authorized to be in the country, the source said. The Obama administration created the Central American Minors Program in 2014 in response to a rise in border crossings by unaccompanied migrant children, but Mr. Trump ended it in 2017. Currently, many migrants leave their children at home and use their wages from U.S. jobs to hire coyotes to deliver their children to the U.S. border. Since Obama's first term, border agencies have relayed the coyote-delivered children, dubbed unaccompanied alien children, UAC, to the Department of Health and Human Services. The department then relays the children to volunteer sponsors, usually parents or close relatives of the foreign children. For example, roughly 145,000 Guatemalan children and teens have been delivered through coyote/agency UAC pipeline to homes in the United States since 2009. During the same period, up to 550,000 Guatemalan adults and children were allowed into the United States. In 2014, the flood of UAC migrants overwhelmed Obama's border agencies, generated a media storm, and wrecked his poll ratings. His deputies quickly created the CAM program to help deliver the migrant children while minimizing media coverage. In 2015, Breitbart reported. According to officials at the State Department and U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, as of Monday, the Obama administration has received 4,253 applications for the CAM program. So far, only 90 applicants have been interviewed. Out of the 90 interviews, the last step in the application adjudication process, 12% have been approved for refugee status and 84% have been recommended for parole. That means at least 96% of the adjudicated applicants will be coming to the U.S., as less than 1% have been affirmatively denied. The CAM children would only be delivered to migrants who are authorized to be in the country, according to CBS. But that term can be very broad. For example, it can include economic migrants who are appealing for asylum to stay in the United States, as well as migrants whose asylum or deportation cases were set aside because of the logjam. Overall, Biden's 220 migration plan would reverse many of Trump's pro-American policies. He promised to reassert America's commitment to asylum seekers and refugees to wipe out Trump's asylum reforms, bar any deportations for 100 days, and end migration enforcement against illegal aliens unless they commit a felony. Biden also promised to let companies import more visa workers, let mayors import temporary workers, and allow an unlimited flow of foreign graduates through U.S. universities into white-collar jobs. He would exempt from any cap the recent graduates of PhD programs in STEM fields. Biden also wants to accelerate the inflow of chain migration migrants and dramatically accelerate the inflow of poor refugees to at least 125,000 per year. Overall, open-ended legal migration is praised by business and progressives partly because migrants' arrivals help transfer wealth from wage earners to stockholders. Migration moves money from employees to employers, from families to investors, from young to old, from children to their parents, from homebuyers to real estate investors, and from the central states to the coastal states. Migration also allows investors and CEOs to skimp on labor-saving technology, sideline U.S. minorities, ignore disabled people, exploit stoop labor in the fields, shortchange labor in the cities, impose tight control and pay cuts on American professionals, corral technological innovation by minimizing the employment of American grads, undermine labor rights, and even get many progressive journalists to cheerlead for Wall Street's priorities.